Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop. We again, appreciation to ND Kalu for joining us last segment. Y'all strict, man. But sometimes you can't mix up a name once in a while.
Man, or you know, can't get nothing wrong.
Say a word wrong one time. He did say that. We both looked at each other like, hey, that's kind of crazy.
We saw your text.
So, yes, we did see your text. But now,
just go off the air.
Nah, nobody said that. Especially because you wouldn't say that to ND's face. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Let me tell you. But yeah, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. And that around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist. Your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin with the Davante Adams sweepstakes. Yeah, we know now that both sides want to mutually part ways in a way that is probably actually mutual. Well, I don't know. Does it feel mutual? Because
I always say whenever there's like a mutual parting of the ways, it's never mutual. Somebody actually says, "Hey, we think you need to move on," or "Hey, I want to go."
Someone's the initiator.
Yeah, it's like, I think we should fire you. You know what? I was thinking about quitting. There's no such thing as a mutual parting of the way.
There are some that are more mutual than others.
But that is mutual, though, right?
But I still think it's more Devontae's, like, and they're like, yeah. No, you know what I mean? Yeah,
that has become commonplace in sports, though, is that we're usually using a mutually agreed to part ways when someone just got fired.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, hey, we want you to go, and you're like, I also don't want to be carried out by
somebody
security.
Somebody starts that topic.
I would also like to pack up my office by myself as opposed to you sending it to me.
Somebody definitely started the conversation, but I'm sure both of them was thinking like, nah, this ain't going to work out.
Ryan, maybe if you have some questions as to whether or not it was mutual, maybe Gardner Minshew gives you a level of perspective. And let Nick Wright tell it. That guy is similar to CJ Stroud. Anyways, Gardner Minshew apparently talking about, you know, the request that Davante Adams has asked for a trade. He says, quote, "Obviously, everybody understands Devontae's situation. We all love Davante, but understand he's got to make the best decision for him. Our team has to make the best decision for us. We've got to keep moving forward and try to figure out how to win games." So, okay. Feel good about that as a statement. That sound like it's
mutually. I think that's Gardner Minshew knowing seeing the writing on the wall. You know, that's all that is.
Fair enough. That writing apparently leans towards Davante Adams becoming a New York Jet. It seems like that is the way that all the reporting goes, is that he wants to be a New York Jet. However, he is open to other teams. So that potential reunion between him and Aaron Rodgers seems to be the biggest situation with all of this. Do you like that pairing there?
Oh, if I'm a Jets fan, I would love it. You're not asking. It's kind of like for Stephon Diggs. You're not asking for 5 years. You know, you're asking for a year. And the Jets need that. They need that. I know they have Garrett Wilson and others, but boy, they could sure use Davante Adams. And the other thing that I believe is if Aaron Rodgers really wants him, the Jets are going to get him.
Yeah, they've already look. You're pot committed in some ways.
And I try not to get him.
I try not to be too moved by the idea of being pot committed, because that's it can be a fallacy in some ways as well. Yeah. But they are.
Yeah.
Like, they have already given up a lot of kind of creative control in a way to Aaron Rodgers. So why not this one spot? Also, when you look at it, and Garrett Wilson seems to be a little bit frustrated in some ways with the way the dynamics of it, because Aaron Rodgers is just over here running his own offense, not only in just the way of like, hey, there are some plays that I want to run, but then he also, I think Kaylin Kaler, if I said her name correctly, but she's fantastic what she does, wrote an interesting piece about over the offseason about Aaron Rodgers and how he, you know, with wide receivers, he kind of has his own language and like signs and things where he's telling you audibles without you even knowing that he's, you know, telling you things if you are not in the initiated circle. I have a hard time feeling like Garrett Wilson is already like fully initiated into all that minutia.
Yeah.
You know who is? Davante Adams. And 100%. I imagine that makes some of these things go a lot better.
I like the way you put that. Creative content?
I don't even remember what I said. It's gone now.
That's a nice way to say he got total control of what's happening with the Jets.
Yeah. So that is where we stand there when it comes to the Davante Adams situation. It seems like that's probably where you go. more often than not. But I did also see that, you know, when we talked about the idea of 13 mil and some change being what's remaining.
And it goes down by the game.
Yeah, because, it's, I mean, it'll be prorated on what actually goes to the receiving team's salary cap. Mm-hmm. And almost by almost a million every game, I think the teams aren't necessarily in a hurry this early in the season. Maybe if they can knock a couple mil off of this and get a little bit closer to when they would actually really and truly need him on the team, especially as we talked about the fact it's an Aaron Rodgers offense. He's familiar with that. I don't know how much time he would need to catch up in any way.
What was he thinking of even leaving Aaron Rodgers at that point?
Well, what was the dynamic?
Was he leaving Aaron Rodgers or was he leaving Green Bay? Because it did seem like he
wanted,
was
he wanted to play with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
No, he did.
He wanted to play with Derek Carr.
It seemed like he did.
Only played with him for, what, a year?
Yeah, it seemed like he did anyway. And I think that was another writing on the wall thing. He kind of saw it wasn't going to, you know, how long was Aaron Rodgers going to be in Green Bay? You know, and he didn't want to be stuck there, so to speak.
Yeah. And if I remember, I don't remember all that well, but I do wonder, was there like, was that like a team thing where he had some beef with the team? I cannot recall the fullness of that. But yeah, that's happening. A note that I saw that was kind of interesting to me. There is only one team without a 300 yards of offense in a game this season.
Who might that be?
Can you guess which team that
Figgy,
is?
Figgy, can you guess?
I can guess.
Is there a particular reason that you pointed towards Figgy?
Yeah.
It is your hometown team.
Oh, wow.
Cleveland Browns.
Wow, they that bad.
Yeah,
huh?
They topped out. Now, in their win against the Jaguars, they got to 297. So that might be one of those where close enough. But yeah, that team is in a very, very bad way offensively. Yeah. And I threw that up there as a reality or not that they needed to bench Deshaun Watson. Like they're really, really having a tough time.
It's getting kind of sad, man, because you got people arguing back and forth that Deshaun had a good game against the Raiders.
I'm glad you said that.
And I guess technically it wasn't a bad game, but that's not the game that's not the type of Deshaun you wanted for that price.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit here and say, oh, that was a good game. Nah, man, we expect more from you.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I've seen that too. You know, he played pretty well. Not for what you're buying. What you're paying
for. Man,
very poverty.
I respect the nerds and the stat people, but I don't want to see no stats for this on why he had a good game.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
And I don't even know if the stats
He threw
really
for 176 yards, threw an interception, and got sacked 3 times. But he was 24 out of 32. That isn't what you're signed up for.
I'm seeing people talk about that's one of his best games.
Yeah.
Not for that price.
That's exactly the point. If that's one of his best games, that is the issue. They're averaging only 3.86 yards per play. Dead last in the NFL.
I think they're getting Nick Chubb back, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's going to do.
it's going to be Nick Chubb asking for hazard pay, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because he is going to be the offense when he returns. So, yeah. Shout out to the Cleveland Browns. Returning to the Cleveland Browniness. Of themselves. All right, so I found this to be interesting. The Dolphins in the news for various reasons. One, because, you know, I think people are speculating that Tyreek Hill might get traded just because of the situation that they're at with quarterback and those types of things. And I know that the association with the Kansas City Chiefs needing a wide receiver, that kind of creates topics. But in a more sports business sense, something interesting is happening. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, is supposedly in talks to sell a portion of the Dolphins to some private equity, to a private equity fund. And I think the big thing for me is that that portion, I believe, like 10% would go to private equity, maybe 3% to Joe Tsai, who is currently the owner of the Nuggets, or not the Nuggets, rather, the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets in basketball. But all of this would be at a valuation of $8.1 billion.
Beg your pardon?
$8.1 billion with a B. dollars, the valuation of the Dolphins. And the Dolphins are usually valued fairly highly around the NFL, but I was looking...
At the team values.
The most recent that I could find had them estimated about 7.1, which was good for maybe like 5th or 6th. 8.1 would be the second highest team valuation behind, obviously, the Cowboys, who just like, you know, that is ballooned because of the star and all those things. But if we're talking about the Miami Dolphins, an admittedly valuable team, but I didn't think about that. Like, these teams continue to balloon in valuation.
And it's a portion. Like, the key thing here, he's selling a part of the Dolphins. I didn't see the percentage, but it's...
10% would be to private equity, about 3%.
No, I'm saying how much of the actual whole Dolphins is he going to be selling? I think he's still going to keep some.
No, I think that's the percentage of it. He would still have a majority share, and I think
So think about what that does to the valuation of the... See, my thing on this, when I saw it, first of all, I thought it was a typo.
Well, the portion that he's selling is not 8.1
billion. No, I know, but it's an 8.1 valuation of the entire organization.
Yes, sir. He's getting big
owners,
money.
Owners are going to love this. Owners are going to love this because they're not worth 8.1 billion.
And I think also this is a way owners are going to be cashing out a little bit in some ways because, for one, like you can cash out a little bit. What's the difference in owning 51% of the team versus owning 75% of the team?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can cash out all of that extra 24% in there and get that money while still having the vested interest of being able to determine.
So wait a minute. I can get all these billions and still have total control?
Let's go.
I mean, yeah. Who's not going to be looking at this?
I always think of that what Mark Cuban quote about like pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered or something like that. Or hogs get slaughtered, that thing. And that was about the NFL kind of saying, hey, you get too big for your britches and it'll be bad for you. And I'm waiting for that other foot to drop.
When is it going to? Tell me when the bad part gets.
I have not seen it yet. Like, it just keeps going up.
Tell me when it gets bad for these NFL owners.
But yeah, I did mention in the course of this, the Tyreek Hill stuff. Do you feel like that is any level of plausibility within your mind that a Tyreek Hill could be shipped back to Kansas City?
He's saying the right things. He seems to be saying the right things, but there seems to be just this undercurrent of, like, the Dolphins are a mess, and the latest news in terms of Tua is, and it just makes me sad, to be honest, that he could be back, what is it, week 8 or something like that? I'm like, man, don't do that, but that's neither here nor there. They're a mess. They're sort of unraveling. They don't have a quarterback. Tyreek Hill, it just makes sense at this point in his career, that he's going to move on. And this whole push about the Chiefs just makes me sick.
I don't know that they would do that. Like, the money necessary to make that all shake would be tough. Like, the reason why you send him away in that instance is because you recognize that the value or the cost that it's going to have that guy on your team is not worth it to the entirety of what you're building. I don't know if you can now then incur that cost once again.
Here's what scares me about it and why I don't disagree with your point, but why I think it's a possibility. They're going for a three-peat. Everything's out the window when you're going for that three-peat. Like, this is, they want it.
Yeah, they do.
They want it.
I mean, are the Dolphins willing to sell like that?
Yeah,
I don't know. This is all relatively speculation. I haven't seen anything that's reported in a more tangential way, but I think that it's just an easy connection to make where you go, hey, that is a dude who is not being used to his full potential without a quarterback that is valuable, and then if he is available to be had. The Chiefs need some money. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's how that comes together. But there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping generally. I mean, I guess the postseason continues without the Astros. What's happening there? Plus, a little note to Texans fans on, getting early or attending games early and getting there and getting ready to support. We'll talk about that more next.